Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Policy Q.
And I'm Cassandra Lee, and together we are the Power Couple.
And now, man, I'm excited. I'm excited for today's topic, baby. What are we going to be talking
about
today?
Man, this Inner Circle audio, welcome all, man. Tonight, we're going to be talking about...
You're always producing.
You're always producing, man. You know, there's this weird deception that... You know, production only happens when you're getting success or when you're seeing results.
Yeah, I mean, you know...
Or it's hard to produce.
It's hard to produce, right? I'm not really producing. I'm not getting any results. It's all kind of like the same language, right? But the truth is that you're always producing.
Always.
You're always producing. Whether you're getting the result that you want or maybe you're not getting the result. You're always creating a result. Whether the result is nothing... Or whether the result is you got 2 sales, right?
Absolutely, exactly. Now, I want you to know that production happens whether it's going to work for you or against you. Either you're producing in the wrong area or you're producing in an area that's actually going to catapult you towards your success. The question is, what are you going to continuously produce every single day? Is it going to work on your behalf? Is it going to benefit you? Or is it going to hurt you in the long run?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, listen, you got to ask yourself questions, because without you asking yourself questions, you kind of walk around like a zombie, right? I mean, it's really the type of questions that you're asking yourself throughout the day that really kind of make the biggest difference when it comes to the production that you do, right? I mean, some of you guys that are listening to this are probably saying, man, that makes a lot of sense. Some of you guys are probably saying, you know what? I don't really normally ask myself questions, right? Well, it's about time you start asking yourself more and more powerful questions.
Yeah, man. Let's play a quick game, right? You ready for this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's play this quick game where I'm going to call out something, just some type of action, a daily action that, you know, people take.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me if it's a production towards their success or a production towards their stagnation. Okay.
That stagnation sounds like their tomb or something.
They're
like,
just stagnant. They're just going to stay still. All right, ready?
Funeral.
So check this out. Okay. Listening to music.
No production. I mean, it's leading to stagnation.
Stagnation. Because it is production.
It is production.
It's production.
Absolutely.
All right. And it all depends. Unless they're trying to become a music artist, you know, then it's different.
Yeah, like, why are you listening to songs in the car?
Okay,
you
ready?
You should listen to audios.
Listening to audiobooks.
Absolutely. I mean, it depends what kind of audiobooks, right?
Okay, but, positive audiobooks.
Yeah, but no, I mean, it's definitely leading towards being productive, because, I mean, you can take some of that and then... But you know what? Even then, listening to audiobooks... You know, because I know people who listen to them the whole day and they produce...
And they do nothing.
They produce
afterwards.
No results.
Well, they got to take action on what they're learning, but it's definitely something that can eventually catapult them.
Yeah, but even then, what is it really leading to? Yeah, it eventually would lead to something, right?
Yeah.
But let's talk about... Throw something at me where, you know, something that people should definitely be doing every single day that moves them closer to where they want to go in their business.
Okay. Blogging.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely, blogging, I mean, and then, you know, blogging about what, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is a cool game that you can play back and forth.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. Naming different things. I want you to actually, if you can, this is what I want to challenge you guys to do, those of you who are listening intently, and if you're not, stop what you're doing so you can listen to what I'm saying, right? So check this out. This is what I want you to do. I actually want you to write any action behavior that you're doing throughout your day. So if you're driving, you would write, I drove today. I ate breakfast today. Write down every action behavior that you take. And what I want you to do is at the end of the night, I want you to assess each action, and I want you to write next to it if it's going to help you move forward or not. If it's going to help you move forward or not. That's going to give you an overall picture on the production you're taking. Is it production towards your goals or production to stay where you are?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about this, right? I mean, we're all in business, so let's talk about the target that you're looking to make per month, right? And when you figure out what that target is, right, then you have to ask yourself, okay, so if that's what I want to make per month, right, then what is it that I need to do? What do I need to produce every single day, right? I mean, let's take a look at $3,000, right? Because a lot of people honestly think that if they were just to make an additional $3,000 to what they're doing, they'd be happy. You know, they'd be happy, and, you know, they would be good with just making $3,000, right? And when you look at that, right, how much would you need to make per day? I mean, some people don't know this answer. And if you have a monthly goal and you don't know how much you need to make per day, then now would be the time to pull out the calculator, okay, and divide it into 30, okay? So when you look at that number, 3,000, you need to make $100 per day, okay? $100 per day, when you look at it, is no longer this this big old number that maybe you might think it's a big number, maybe you might not, right? But the case is now you understand what you need to make per day. Because a lot of people get deceived, right, by thinking that, okay, I have to make that per month, and they never really track what they need to make per day. And if they don't make it per day, that money just goes on to the next day. So instead of making $100, now they need to make $200. But they never even understand that because they're just focused on the monthly goal. And because they're focused on the monthly goal, they're just thinking about the monthly goal. And by the time people actually start taking the action necessary to hit that monthly goal, it's probably a week or maybe a couple of days before the end of the month. And people never get to hit that goal. So now that we understand that you need to make $100 per day, what daily actions are tied to you needing to make $100 per day, right? Again, questions, right? You're asking yourself powerful questions. So now you know how much you need to make per day. What would be some of the daily actions that you need to make, you need to take action on or need to be attached to that daily income in order for the overall picture of $3,000 to come to fruition?
Absolutely, man. And I want to let you all know that you're listening, right? You need to increase production all the time.
All the time.
And the way that you increase production is by setting astronomical goals. Goals that are just beyond your reach. Things that seem impossible is what helps you increase production.
Yeah, okay? Yeah.
When you pick a goal that's just like, oh, man, that's going to take me years. Uh-huh. And you set it where it's going to give you like a few months. Try to get that goal in a few months. What happens is that you take what my husband just said, right? Where you divide that goal into the months, you divide that goal into the weeks, and then you divide that goal into the days. And then you go, man, I need to create this amount of money every single day in order for me to hit that goal effectively. What do you then end up doing? Then you start thinking about the actions tied to the goals, like my husband said. So when you want to start increasing production, let's say you say to yourself, you do the exercise and you're like, man, I realized I'm not really taking all the production I need towards my goals, right? When you realize that, what happens then is that you have the opportunity to say, well, what can I do more of? How can I increase production? And the only way to increase production is by, instead of shooting for small goals, shoot for a much higher goal that almost seems impossible.
Astronomical. Look,
when
listen.
You do that, man, you're going to find that the production's going to increase and you're going to end up moving further along than where you are. So if you're where you are right now and you're not really seeing any results, man, your goals are too low.
Yeah,
what are your goals?
I mean, the only purpose that goals serve is to increase productivity. Look,
that's
listen,
it.
I shot about, look, I'm going to give you an example, right? And the only reason, you know, one of the reasons why I decided to do this is because now I can talk about it, right? Now I don't have to just say talk about it out of theory, right? I don't have to talk out of my butt. I can actually talk because I actually did it, right? I put myself on a 72-hour challenge, right, that I was going to shoot 100 videos right before I turned 24 years old, okay? Look, listen, 100 videos in a matter of 72 hours was I wanted to stretch my potential. Right, I wanted to see what I'm capable of doing. Okay, so when I shot these 100 videos, all right, even though I told people I was gonna do 100 videos, you know what I had to tell myself? That I had to shoot 1,000 videos. Why? Because I knew that if I told myself I had to shoot 100 videos, I was never gonna do it, right? Because 100 videos, right? I mean, would you rather fall short on 100 or would you rather fall short on 1,000, right? And I knew that in order for me to hit 100, right, I really need to, I needed to set up a monstrous goal,
yeah,
right? Because it's going to do what? It's going to increase my productivity, and it would help me reach my goal. Even though I probably knew I was not going to hit 1,000 videos, I had to develop this thinking. I had to have this type of thinking inside of my mind so I can increase my productivity, right? And the same thing with you, right? Okay, look, listen, maybe you're afraid to set huge goals, right? And part of the reason is because you're probably either uncomfortable with making that amount of money, or you're probably afraid to fail, right? You have to let go of both of those things if you really want to succeed, right?
Absolutely.
You got to be okay with not hitting, you know, you got to be okay with the money, or you got to be okay with, you got to feel comfortable with the amount of money that you would like to have in your life, right?
Absolutely.
You know, there's certain people that want it, but then there's certain people that just, they believe it, man, you know?
Absolutely,
so,
man.
So when I did this 100 video challenge, that's exactly what I did. And I want to give you this example from it so you can take and do it in your business. So even though you want to make $3,000 per month, right? What if you decided to say, you know what? I have to make $30,000 per month, right? And then you do the same exact formula we just took you through, which is figure out what you need to make per day and then tie those daily actions with what you need to do per day. Look, if you do this, okay? If you do this stuff, right? Even though you want to hit $3,000, you are going to increase your productivity in everything you do, right?
Absolutely.
Because now, all right, instead of having to make $100, right, you need to make like $3,000 per day,
yeah,
right? You need to make I believe so, right?
Yeah, Yeah, right? I believe so.
If you have to make $3,000 per day, right, the difference between you having to do $100 per day, not, you know, in the beginning, to now having to make $3,000 per day, what does that do in your mind, right? It automatically puts you in a state of frame or state of mind where you have to increase your productivity.
Absolutely.
Because $100 per day sounds easy, and because of it, people they mistarget it, they underestimate it, they underestimate the efforts that they need to put in, they underestimate what they need to do, right? But now, $3,000 per day is a little different, isn't it?
Absolutely, man. This is so important. I always tell everyone that in order for their days to be successful, it needs to contain three things. Number one, productivity. Number two, a challenge.
Challenge, huh?
And number three, fun.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
You need to be productive. And you know what? You are all the time. You're productive.
Exactly.
Whether it's for you or against you, you're productive.
Look, if you've been failing or whatever, there's no such thing as failing, right? But if you've been facing temporary defeat, right, like Napoleon Hill mentions in several of his books, and you're the person who's complaining, blaming, and justifying, which is also known
as
a victim, right? What's
going
to happen, you keep saying, look, listen, I ain't getting results, man. The truth is that you are getting results, right? You're getting results of nothing, right?
Mm.
You might be spending too much time on Facebook, Instagram, all these social media platforms.
I mean, and test it. Remember, do the assignment, do the exercise, and see what it is that most of your productivity is going towards.
Look, it's not a bad thing to be on these social media platforms, but you can't be like everyone else, right? Everyone else is just on them just cause, right? You got to be different. You got to make money from these things, okay? And you got to make sure that this money is going to help you hit your daily income goal.
Absolutely, man. This is so powerful and important, guys. And I want you all to know, man, that it doesn't matter what level of success you're in.
This is
a principle and a law that will govern the rest of your life. And let's say you do hit your goal, right? You hit it. Then what? Now are you gonna just be productive to stay stagnant, or are you gonna continue to produce for more?
Exactly.
This is a principle and a law for any area of your life. I challenge you. I don't know what walk of life you're in. Maybe you make already $30,000-$50,000 a month, $100,000 a month. Maybe you're already making, you know, $5,000 a month or $2,000. Maybe you're making nothing. Wherever you are, this law, this principle will help you become way more productive towards your success rather than for stagnation or for nothing at all. And I want you to know, man, you got to make every single day count. You got to produce. You got to keep moving forward. Why? Because you the law of the lid, man. You open the space and you make more room for other leaders to grow. That's powerful.
Absolutely. Look, listen, you know, I want to share with you a quick little story about, you know, this guy who was in the business of insurance, selling insurance to people, right? And one particular year, he's used to making always like $50,000 a year, okay? Like $50,000 a year, right? Then what happens is that his wife gets sick, all right? And the cost of her medical bills, all right, are all going to range about $50,000, okay? Now, mind you, this man makes $50,000 a year. He's been averaging $50,000 a year, okay? And now all of a sudden he realizes that from what he's already making, he needs to make an additional $50,000, okay, about $50,000 to cover for his wife's medical bills, right? Because she's not doing so well and she needs the money so they can take care of her, okay? On this particular year, right, this man goes and crosses over $100,000, okay? Or hits $100,000, right? Now let me ask you something. Why do you believe that man was able to hit $100,000 on that particular year, get the money, not just the money he makes per year, but get enough money to pay for his wife's medical expenses, right? Why do you think that happened?
Why do I think that happened? Why don't you tell them, baby?
Look, listen, guys, the guy had an urgency, right? He realized that he couldn't stick to what he was doing on a regular basis, right? And the problem with a lot of people is that they don't have urgency. Look, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but what I am saying is that every night before I go to sleep, even though I'm 24 years old, man, I lie to myself, man. I act like I'm 58 years old, and I go to sleep with this type of urgency, right? And I feel like, damn, man, every single day counts. Every single day counts, right? Look, listen, if you knew how many minutes you had to live, okay? If you knew how many minutes you had to live and there was some type of timer on the top of your head or maybe on your forehead, on your forearm, okay? There's numbers, there's days and minutes numbered on your forearm, you'd probably be more proactive. You'd probably do more things. And look, listen, this advice that I'm giving you is not just going to you. Look, I understand that me and my wife are totally not, we have not reached our full potential. And this is the type of mindset that we're adapting here. And we want to give off to you. We want to transfer this mindset off to you so you can succeed in your business, right? Because if you don't have this mindset, right, you're going to be like that guy, that insurance guy, right? He made 100 grand, but then he went back to 50 grand every single year. Why? Because there was no more urgency in his life.
Absolutely.
How do you create more urgency in your life? How do you create more urgency in your life? How do you go to sleep feeling like tomorrow's your last day?
Wow.
How do you do these kind of things? Ask yourself the questions. What do you need to ask yourself? Does something tragic need to happen to your life for you to start being more urgent?
Does it? Look, seriously, guys, man, you need to be making every single day count. Each day has to count towards your success,
man. This is
a
perfect example, right? Right now, we're traveling. We're in the car. Instead of listening to radio, instead of just talking, right, we decided to take this 45-minute trip and shoot an Inner Circle audio for you guys, okay?
Absolutely.
Why did we do that, babe?
Well, because we're passionate, man. We take every time-effective thing that's going to help us move forward in life, right? We're not going to use this time to say, you know what, let's do absolutely nothing. No, because that's 45 minutes wasted.
45.
What can we use our time effectively towards our goals? Look, I tell my husband this every time, right? You know, if you're the same person today as you were a year ago, something is wrong.
Something is wrong, man.
If my husband is the same man I married April 13th, 2012, something's wrong.
So that's a scary thing.
That's a scary thing. He needs to be transforming. I need to be transforming. You should
be
transforming every single day.
Every single day, man.
There needs to be something new. There needs to be some growth. There needs to be some height to you, you know? You can't be the same person every single day. You got to grow.
The truth is, guys, you're producing every single day, okay? That's what we wanted to share with you, right?
Exactly.
So if you've been saying I haven't been producing, that's a lie. You have been producing. You've been producing nothing.
Oh.
Okay? And this is something that we actually learned from our good old friend David Wood, okay? David Wood talks about this, right? We've watched a lot of the things that he does. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that we know and a lot of the concepts and principles that we know is because we've been good listeners, right?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, the first step is to just surround yourself around people who are positive, okay?
Yeah.
You listening to this Inner Circle, right?
Is a step.
And you're plugging into what we're saying, but in reality, you're plugging into what someone else said. And then that person, it's just like a chain, you know, because, I mean, success, everybody talks the same language,
have a common thread, man.
There's a common thread. Everything is very similar. So if you're hearing this stuff, all right, this is a reminder for you to start waking up, for you to start taking more action, start living your life with more urgency, and I promise you, you'll get more done. You'll hit your income goal monthly, and then you'll also hit your daily goal, which is equivalent to your monthly goal, okay, which is equivalent to your yearly goal.
Absolutely. So there's three things you need to do. The first one is do that exercise, man. See what productive things are you doing. Is it to keep you stagnant or is it to get you moving forward? The second thing is set an astronomical goal, because no matter what your results are after that exercise, you're going to find that you could be doing a hell of a lot more. So set an astronomical goal and start increasing the production every day, every week, every month to get to that goal, okay? And then the last thing that you want to do is continuously grow. Apply the productivity challenge and fun formula every single day that needs to happen. That way you can make sure that you're growing. Challenges help you grow. Productivity helps you move forward. And fun allows you to enjoy the entire process.
Yeah.
So make sure you're applying every single thing, man. This is what it's about, man. We enjoy these Inner Circle audios. We hope you enjoyed it. Apply it. Take action on it. Don't just let the information sit there. If I were you, I'd start taking action on the exercise right now.
Dude, yeah, don't sit on
this
information.
Don't sleep on it, man.
Guys,
don't sleep on it.
Look, you're not a hen, okay? This information is not going to crack and produce little babies, okay? Look, you don't have to sit on like a hen and warm up the eggs, okay? What you need to do is don't sit on this feeling go out there and take massive action, okay?
Do it.
If you don't,
whatever it takes.
Right? If you don't, dude, you're gonna produce. You're gonna keep producing no results, right?
Word.
And it is something you are producing. You're always producing, guys. This is
the Power Couple.